Number 9.
We've only got this one in paperback, I'm afraid. It's $10 cheaper, though.
Well, I'll take it.
Here you are. That's actually the last copy.
Number 10.
Hey, Rachel, I hear you're leaving the corporation tomorrow.
Yes, it's been great working here, but there comes a time when you have to move on.
Well, we'll be sorry to lose you.
Number 11.
Did you try that Greek restaurant I told you about?
Yes, and even though I don't get to eat out that often, I can see why you do.
I wouldn't mind going again, actually, if you're free at the weekend.
Number 12.
I'm of two minds. What do you think about Renate's offer?
I think she's trying to get one over on you.
But she's such a good friend.
Number 13.
Boris said he wanted to take you to the Monet exhibition. Are you sure he wasn't just pulling your leg? He's always disliked art.
Well, I guess you're right. Even if he says he's a changed man, there are some things you can't change. Number 14.
Did you manage to get the tickets?
I was waiting in line for an hour. I hope the show's worth it.
Don't worry, the reviews were great.
Number 15.
But if you listen to him carefully, he said nothing at all about his policies. All he did was criticize his rivals.
And he thinks we're going to vote for him on that basis? It's amazing how anyone like that could be a senator. Number 16.
I think it needs more than just parsley. Perhaps I could add some oregano as well. What do you think?
It wouldn't be a disaster, but I find that garlic works a treat for this dish.
I've got some over here.
Number 17.
And does the report say anything of interest?
Well, it gives both sides of the argument, but the bottom line is that pigeons are very unpopular in this city.
And some.
End of part 1.